I would say that that would probably be the one that I went to some chain tutorial center to receive some after school tutorial. I remember clearly when I was in Form 6, I went to a local education center called Modern Education, and I went to Mr. Patrick Chan's classes, and I went there every week, and each lesson lasts for half an hour. The reason why I said that was the most memorable English language learning experience is because I realized that English language learning is more than exam. And because that particular teacher, Mr. Chan, he introduced to me to, first of all, a large variety of reading materials, different genre, so that I can read more extensively. As for listening, because we are having an after-school tutorial, so basically we are having some sort of drilling. But Mr. Chan just has the charisma to make his lesson an interesting one and allow me to go there again and again, even though I have to pay for that. And as for English grammar, the notes made by Mr. Chan is really concise and really informative and very practical. That allows me to excel in the proper exam. And after that, after my graduation from my undergraduate studies, I then become an English teacher. So I'm really grateful for his teaching. So so this is what I define memorable English language learning experience. It's because it really has a great impact to me for the years afterwards. As for the second question, what is your most memorable English reading experience? I have to be frank, I don't read a lot during my spare time because I don't have much spare time, actually. So the most memorable English reading experience would be the time when I was studying in Baptist U. So I have to read read very extensively because my major is English language, and in fact my concentration is English literature. So my most memorable English learning experience would be the time when I was reading George Orwell's work, as well as Charles Dickens and also Chomsky. That's because I also do linguistics. The reason why I said Orwell's work is really memorable is because although it is written in 1949, it still has a great impact in the contemporary world nowadays in Hong Kong. So after reading his work, not only do I understand more about the political situation at the times of Orwell's, I also reflect upon my own experience and further inspire my students in my lessons. So that's how I defined memorable. And as for Chomsky, on the first hand, he is a linguist, so I have to read a lot of his texts during my courses. And he is also an advocate, an activist on freedom and political justice. So I also read a lot of his work during my spare time. And because Chomsky is really influential in the field of linguistics, so I would highly recommend his text as well.
I see. For Orwell, were you referring specifically to his novel 1984?
Not necessarily. I also read a lot of his essays, like Politics and the English Language, Animal Farm, and a couple of essay collections as well. I don't read only 1984.
I see. So how did you come across Orwell? Someone introduced him to you, or did you discover him yourself?
I first know about Orwell in my literature classes, and my professor introduced his work to me.